Exactly. So that's what, you know, you gotta think, like, you know, the word of God says that one person plant, one water, and God provides the increase. We never know when we're walking down that road what we're watering, what we're planting.
Right.
So we're constantly seed planters. Just as you said, we neither one of us claim to be men of perfection, but I believe both of us to be men of divine direction.
Exactly.
So guess what? God is taking us somewhere. And while he's taking us there, while he's perfecting us, because he's the author and the finisher, and if you look that up, when the Bible means in finisher, he means he's the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Right.
So while he's perfecting us, guess what? We need to grab some imperfect people along the way.
Right.
And sometimes we got to be fishing them on the go. And fishing them on the go sometimes means talking about sport. Sometimes means say, hey, I was a man too. I understand. Because we have to understand this, that even though we're men of the cloth, even though we're men of covenant, and that we've forsaken ourselves with one woman, we've never said that we don't like a woman. So
right.
We haven't lost the attraction. What we lost is, what God helped us conquer was the lust. Meaning the uncontrollable desire of a woman other than our wives.
Right,
so,
right.
So I think when we have those conversations, it's all about, are we getting the edification out of it? But if we're having it loosely, and one thing I believe is right here, when people respect you as a man of God and you have that conversation, you control the boundaries.
Right.
You control the limitations. You control the spirit of the conversation. You know, you don't need to be talking like, hey, this is what I do to her and all this right now. No. We're not going to do that right now. Guess what I'm saying? Now, if they talking about that, we look for a point to slide a seed in.
Right.
I tell men this right here. I say, you got a seed. I say, when men learn to respect and honor the power of that seed that they have on the inside of them, they won't sleep with just anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How many men out here right now feel tortured by child support,
mm-hmm.
by women taking their kids away? Mm-hmm. We don't talk about these things in the church, and we're going to get to that. We're going to have a whole segment one day on this stuff. We don't talk about how women take kids across state borderline and ostracize them from their kids. You know, we don't talk about all those things. But as I mentioned that, I want to bounce back to some stuff that you said earlier about the leader thing. You know, I said, hey, I'm going to have to put my fist up with all the men of God over there. We ain't going to bounce over that. We got to go back to that leader stuff.
Okay.
I want to give a different vernacular on the leadership. When women, because you're right, there's this thing where women like to say, well, if he lead, I follow. No. A man is a leader by his divine nature. Now, if he fails at that, he should never be your husband in the first place. You should have already got that part down. So guess what? That's on you, baby. You should have married a leader.
Right.
Somebody should have followed anyway. Let's just be honest about
but
that.
But you know, that goes back to accountability. They ain't going to never say I picked the wrong one.
Yeah.
They just going to talk about all men.
Guess what? What they going to learn today. That's on you, baby. You got to wear those shoes. Like, hey, my man R. Kelly said, if the shoe fits, girl. Yeah, all that right there. So we have to understand this right here. So when a man leads, this is my take on this. It's just my opinion on it. A man is leading. Don't disrupt his leadership. You respect his leadership. And you can't go wrong right there. Because guess what? It's going to fall on the priest. These conversations I even have with my pastor. We got to know how to operate in authority and under authority. When a woman is in a marriage, guess what? You in authority, under authority. Jesus is the head. The man is second. The husband is the second. Third is the woman. And then fourthly is the children. Now, woman, you in authority over them children. But I found this out because we live under a principality here in the United States of America. So guess what? Women want to be authority over the men, and don't nobody want to tell the children what to do.
Ooh,
and that's why we wonder why we got a lost generation right now.
Because
we got women trying to be men,
Uh-oh.
And we got men out of leadership, ain't following Jesus, and the children run around crazy, and they running everybody.
And
people talking about this generation, what they going to do? They already running. They doing a terrible job. The old and the young are running. We middle class, me and you is. So we just sit right here looking at the circus.
Right.
But when you pull up to McDonald's that's a 20-year-old had in your food, and you don't like the burger. Let's just tell the truth about it. Well, when you turn on the TV, you look at the politics, that's a 60, 70-year-old running your country, and you don't like their politics. And here right. we are stuck in the middle, and all of it fall back down to getting outside the order of God, which is Jesus, man, woman, child. This principality here has disrupted the order of God, and we're living in it right now. That's why ain't nobody sold out, because the whole family unit is dysfunctional. The whole Godhead is dysfunctional, and ain't nobody sold out for God. Because if the man sold out for God, guess what? He'll follow Jesus. If the woman sold out for God, she'll follow the man after he followed Jesus. And if she say he ain't no leader, well, you should have never married him anyway. And if the children be sold out for God, they gonna follow the woman as she followed the man as he followed Jesus. And that is the Godhead. If we want to get sold out, we got to get in order. So guess what? We got to turn some of this stuff around. We got to stop making excuses. The man got to stop making excuses too. The woman got to stop making excuses. And the children, guess what? We need to spank their tail. Let's just tell you the truth. We don't need spank kids no more. You got people saying, I don't know if we ought to spank kids. What you mean you know if we ought to spank? Let's go down to the word. We got people trying to twist the word now to their own destruction. You know the biggest muscle on your body is? It's your gluteus maximus. Why you thank God that is? So you can put a rod to you. You can take a pop on your butt. It won't hurt you in your physicality. And guess what? You'll take a licking and keep on ticking. But you'll understand that that pain represents you stepping out the line with that punishment. And you're going to heal up real quick. Let's stop playing
Jesus
about it.
And Jesus chastened on those that he loved.
Yes, he did.
Chastisement is a part of growth.
That's right. They don't beat Jesus to death all the way to Calvary. Ooh. But then we can't even spank a child. What's going on now? And we wonder why the children are going to shoot up the school. I'd rather spank them and put them in counseling before they shoot up the school. And now you put them in prison for the rest of their life. Come on, make it make sense.
Untoward generation, man of God. Untoward generation. Everything is just backwards. Like, I don't even know how to put it in words. If you look at the way, not just the way the church is operating, but the way people, humanity are operating. And this is why people can't be sold out, because they don't know how to cut off the vacancy. You know what I mean? You know, there's a limit to a capacity of any area, right? That's the reason why there's a sold out rule, or that's why there's no more vacancy. Because if you have too many people in one area, the ground begins to become weakened because it can only support a certain amount of people. And if we're talking about a concert, the seats can only support a certain amount of people. The stage can only support a certain amount of people. So there has to be a cutoff when it comes to being sold out. There should be no more openings for anything else to come in. When it comes to God, we have to know how to cut some things off. And sometimes we have to cut people off. And a lot of reasons why people are still got one foot in and one foot out, because they got their best friend.
Yes, sir.
Who's still in the world.
Yes, sir.
Who's still doing all these things that they say they don't do anymore, but their friend do it, and they love their friends, so they kind of keep them close around. That hinders them from being sold out. Because when you realize that you're going to stand before God by yourself, the day you take your last breath, you're going to take your last breath by yourself. And Peter says, save yourself. See all these selves? Because this is an individual walk. When you sold out, you realize that. I'm not saying you can't have friends. I'm not saying that you can't socialize. All I'm saying is when you're sold out, you won't let nobody into your spiritual circle. And that spiritual circle should consist of nobody but you and God, or you and the Holy Spirit, however you want to look at it. The Holy Spirit should be on the inside anyway, and it should not make room for anything else. Once the Holy Spirit is on the inside, there's no more vacancies. You know what I mean? There's no more vacancies. Hotels will limit the amount of people that can stay there, because there's a limited amount of electricity. There's a limited amount of power that's going to that electricity. There's a limited amount of water for the toilet and the shower. And there's reasons behind this. When they build these properties with a certain amount of, I guess you could say apartments for apartment complexes or rooms for hotels, there's limits and there's a reason. We have to limit the amount of people we allow to come into our lives, and we have to stop telling people everything that's going on, because these people, like, I can't stand when somebody say, well, I'm going to pray for you. I don't know who you praying to. You know how you get mad when somebody, you tell your friend something, and then next thing you know, you hearing what you told your so-called friend from 5, 6 other people, and you're like, I can't tell them no more. It's the same thing when you allow anybody say they're going to pray for you, because now they praying to whoever, which is probably working for the devil, and now the devil tell this imps and stuff about your situation, and now you got some problems and stuff going on, and you trying to figure out why nothing won't go right.
Loose lips sink ships.
Yes. And that's a problem when we don't have the discernment to know if somebody, because I'm gonna tell you something about me, man of God. If I'm gonna pray for you, I'm gonna pray for you. I ain't got to tell you. I pray for a lot of people right now. They have no idea I'm praying for them. You see what I'm saying? Because that's between me and God. Man of God, we got 4 minutes left. What you got?
Well, I'm gonna finish it. Give the scripture right here that I wanted to give. Matthew chapter 19.
Verses, thank you, Holy Ghost, because I was praying that you would bring that in.
Yeah. Yes, so then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the generation when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. In this small amount of scripture right here, we got a little time left. I want to say, he said, everything that you forsake, and look, he left nobody unturned. He said, wife, husband, mother, father, children, your land, your money, your wealth. He said, whatever, second all. He said, guess what? I'm going to give you 100-fold, and ye shall inherit everlasting life. Yes. When you sold out, isn't the goal to obtain everlasting life? Isn't the goal to be received by Jesus and him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Yes. When you sold out, in your devotional time, as we about to wrap this up, go and read Matthew 19 and 27 in your devotion time. Check out my man with the Colossians that the teacher gave you early on. Read this in your devotional time. Yeah. Continue to pray and seek God. Seek ye first the kingdom. Be sold out. This season right now that we're in 2024, you're going to have to cut some people off. You're going to have to cut some things out of your life. You're going to have to tap in.
Yes.
You got to tap in before you tap out. And listen, before we get off, listen, we thank all of you for tuning in. We thank everybody that's supporting, everybody that's praying. We continue to ask you to like, share, and subscribe, because this is what God has birthed us out to do in this time and season. We understand that some people aren't going to go to the church hall. They're not going to go to the building. Well, if you can't go to the building, I can tell you now, you can't just walk up and knock on everybody's door in every hood or suburb. So guess what? We're going to bring it, because we're in a media age. So this is us bringing the gospel, having the conversations that the religious people in the houses or the churches or the synagogues don't want to have. So we ask you to like, share, and subscribe, ask you to comment. We ask you to be engaged, to email us at tapoutboys@gmail.com. You can check the link for it. And we just thank you for tuning in. And remember this, you need to tap in before you tap out.
Hey, awesome, awesome, awesome. Everything he said times two, you know, it's kind of late. I ain't gonna lie, I'm up here a little sleepy, but you know, The harvest is plentiful.
The laborers are few. Late in the midnight hour, God's
going to turn it around.
Yes, he's going to turn it around. He's going to turn it around. God bless y'all.
God bless y'all.
Signing off.